Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief from Monday, January 22nd. I'm Peter Granitz, filling in for Luke Vargas for the Wall Street Journal. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has suspended his campaign for the Republican nomination for president. In a video posted to social media Sunday, DeSantis said there was no possible path to winning. He endorsed former President Donald Trump, saying he vowed in the past to support the Republican nominee. The withdrawal will likely benefit Trump more than former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. She's currently polling behind Trump in tomorrow's New Hampshire primary. Ukrainian officials expect the country to run out of money in the coming months. The country is facing a $40 billion budget shortfall and had expected the EU and US to give it $30 billion to plug the gap. But infighting in Washington and Brussels has stalled the payments. Separately, the EU will this week begin debating a plan to increase military aid to Ukraine worth more than $20 billion. ExxonMobil is suing two sustainable investment firms in a bid to block them from putting forward a shareholder proposal that would commit the oil company to further curb its greenhouse gas emissions and target its customers' emissions. The Texas-based oil major said in a federal lawsuit filed yesterday that Arjuna Capital and Follow This became Exxon shareholders only to put forward proposals that would diminish the company's existing business. For more than a decade, Arjuna Capital and Follow This have put forward investor proposals at Exxon and other oil and gas companies. Stock markets in Asia were mixed today, while European shares are higher in early trading, and U.S. stock futures are also gaining following Friday's record close for the S&P 500. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.